All right, here, guys. You guys could fill one of these out.
By the dozens, veterans lined up to take advantage of free services for this 16th annual stand-down.
It's a military term saying that there's a reprieve going behind battle lines where they can sit down, they can relax.
Ignacio Leja is the Vice President of Service Operations for the National Veterans Outreach Program for the American GI Forum.
They're coming in from the concrete jungle, and we're saying, come on in here and let us provide you services.
60 service providers are here, from the Texas Workforce Commission to the VA. They're helping those like Jesse Vasquez. He's from Victoria, who relocated and had to leave his daughter behind until he can get a job and a place to live.
People have been really good to me, the GI Forum, trying to get on the right path, you know, to get some shelter for me and my daughter and move her back up here.
The stand down happens every year the Friday before Veterans Day. The folks who come here need to get at least 3 signatures from social services so leaders know they're trying to get help before they head to the most popular line here at the stand down, the clothing line.
A sleeping mat, a pair of boots, a jacket, whether it's a fleece or a heavy coat.
Master Sergeant Alan Weary and a host of active duty military members are here to offer their services, comfort, and support.
They are hard on their luck. Maybe it's due to a decision they made or just life just being difficult.
Although this is a once-a-year chance to give local vets a boost, folks like caseworker Mary Mabe are out there every day, helping where they can, to honor those who have sacrificed so much. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.